It's Friday, March 15th, AD 2019. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Zhu Xiaohong, the Chinese government official that is over the State Church of China, said that their goal is to eradicate the Christian church. The Worldview spoke to Gina Go, International Christian Concerns Manager for Asia, about why the Chinese officials look at the Christian religion as quote-unquote Western influence.
In China, a lot of people perceive Christians as a quote-unquote Western faith. I think there's also some historical background to it, and especially because the Chinese government believed that Christianity was spread widely to China along with the colonial invasion of Western powers. So they always feel like there's a threat when it comes to Christianity because the Communist Party fears that with Christianity it's going to come democracy and human rights, freedom, and all these other universal principles. So they are wary of that.
Go said that the sheer number of those in the Christian church in China is what really intimidates the communists.
It's the number of Christians that makes the government nervous, because right now the estimate is they are about 60 million. Some people actually even estimate it to be 0.1 billion of Chinese Christians. And this number actually surpassed the number of Communist Party members.
1 Chronicles 29:11 says, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and the earth, yours is the dominion, O Lord, and you exalt yourself as head over all." U.S. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos announced Monday that her department will no longer enforce a restriction in place, quote, barring religious organizations from serving as contract providers of equitable services solely due to their religious affiliation, end quote. The move would allow school districts to contract with religious groups to provide equitable services like special education and tutoring. The Supreme Court of Iowa ruled last Friday that taxpayers must fund transgender surgeries for people pretending to be the opposite sex as quote-unquote medically necessary through state Medicaid funds, reports the Des Moines Register. This overturns the previous state code regarding Medicaid that banned, quote, surgeries for the purpose of sex reassignment, end quote. It is the first time the highest court of a U.S. state has ruled to allocate money for such surgeries. Jesus said in Mark 10:6, "But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female." Meanwhile, after a long legal battle over President Donald Trump's complete ban on transgender troops last year, a new memo from the Pentagon on Tuesday bars people from the military who need treatment for gender confusion. As of April 12th, people pretending to be the opposite sex will not be allowed to enlist, and current troops must serve in their biological gender. The Mississippi State House passed the Heartbeat Bill, Senate Bill 2116, on Monday, to ban the murder of unborn babies with detectable heartbeats, beginning around 6 weeks of pregnancy. The Mississippi Senate voted for the bill last month, but must approve some amendments made by the House. Governor Phil Bryant said he would sign the Heartbeat Bill into law. Last month, conservative Christians held the God's Voice Conference in Oklahoma City to promote biblical values and truth in regards to homosexuality, reports Reformation Charlotte. Fairview Baptist Church of Edmond, Oklahoma, posted the videos on their Vimeo page. However, Vimeo terminated the church's entire account for violating their terms of service and promoting, quote, sexual orientation change efforts, end quote. On Wednesday, Canada became the latest of countries around the world to ground Boeing 737 MAX jets after an Ethiopian Airlines plane of the same model crashed on Sunday, killing 157 people, reports Reuters. The crash of Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302, which has yet to be explained, follows a similar incident 5 months ago when a Boeing 737 MAX jet crashed in Indonesia, killing 189 people. And finally, God spared the life of one man who intended to board Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302, reports FaithWire. Antonis Mavropoulos arrived for the flight just in time to see that boarding was closed, and the last passengers were entering the plane. Upon joining a flight he had been reassigned to, Mavropoulos recounted how a security officer, quote, told me not to protest and say thank you to God because I am the only passenger who did not enter the flight of 302, end quote. Proverbs 16, verse 9 says, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, March 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.